Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. And in the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each episode, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the cost, it'd be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had, everyone in the world is friends, but if anyone personally invites you to something, you have to go. Looks like Facebook likes to party, but Twitter needs some alone time. Final results, 60% reject on Twitter, 71% accept on Facebook. This week, it's To the Shadows. I really wish I could disappear. And this is different from invisibility. It's just for getaways. I'm joined by Velvet Wells and Bree Watson to discuss this until someone turns around for just a second, and then we're gone. Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. Joining me this time, we have Bree Watson.
Hello.
And Velvet Wells.
Hello.
And the wish we're breaking down this time is, I really wish I could disappear, which we are clarifying is different than invisibility. We're saying this is just for getaways. This is like Batmaning out of situations. Someone turns around and then suddenly you're gone.
Yes.
Why do we want this so much, guys? What are we trying to escape from? What are our fears that we need to escape from?
For me, it's like uncomfortable, long goodbyes, you know, where you're like, oh, I have to like, I've been at this, say, event or comedy show or whatever. I just want to go home now, but I have to do the rounds and say goodbye to everybody. Wouldn't it be great if I could just poof and be gone?
You want a magical version of the Irish goodbye, essentially.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like that it's called, that you called it the Irish goodbye. Depending on which culture you're in, they call it somebody else's. I've heard it called the Canadian goodbye.
Oh, and really?
Just like we have the Canadian cross in improv. It's like, no, I saw Americans do it first, but, you know, I guess whoever names it the most often wins the phrase.
Yeah, I kind of like Irish goodbye because it's one of the few things that include Irish, which is like, you know, my ethnic culture that isn't talking about being drunk or a criminal. So we got one that's just about being mildly rude.
Yeah, I've also heard it called the French goodbye. And as somebody of both French and Irish descent, I'm like, OK, I get it. We just want to peace out real quick, you know? Yeah.
As somebody who has both French, Irish, and I can't top that. But I agree. I'm fine with whoever wants to claim it. That's fine. I agree with that situation of the social engagement has gone longer than your comfort being in that engagement. I also want to be able to use it in those places where people can assume or want to assume that you're going to take on the workload.
Oh my God, yes.
So,
that's
group projects or a boss coming and saying, yeah, you don't mind staying extra late on a Friday night. It's like, nope, bam, gone.
Poof, gone.
Right, you feel the boss coming for you and just suddenly you're already timed out. Just, and gone.
Yeah, that's right, screensaver mode.
Who's going to take this on? And you can see them like slowly turning to you and it's just mm-hmm. like, nope, gone, nope. Smoke is replacing you.
Yeah, I guess what would be your favorite way to do it if you could like aesthetically change the way you disappear? I mean, I love the one where you just back into a hedge. There always just happens to be a hedge behind you that you can disappear into.
The Homer Simpson.
The Homer Simpson meme style. We can do a smoke bomb.
Yeah. I like Nightcrawler as an example, like the Banff, okay. Right? Banff. I like it, I guess, because it is from a comic and having that like comic book style, the old Batman style of all the sound effects
and the word
that pops up. So I kind of like that idea of that if you happen to have glanced at the right moment, you see this word Banff show up in this comic style, comic bubble around it. And maybe a little bit of a wisp of smoke, but otherwise it's just like there's also a sound effect, right? That exchange of the molecules from one spot to another creates that pocket. So it's because it's multimedia, that to me feels like smoke maybe, but that's just for the visuals.
Yeah, I believe the smoke even has a smell, right? It's coming from another dimension. It's got to smell like something.
Right. Right.
Oh.
And I was thinking, so when I was thinking about that, it was depending on the situation, I'd either want it to be a rank smell or a pleasant smell. It's like, think fondly of me, but I'm gone. Or like, no, your idea stinks and here's me showing you back how that's true.
You want to choose your scent as you leave. Yeah.
I think so. A potpourri.
They need to be punished for trying to impose something unpleasant on you.
Yes. Yes.
I was thinking more like... there's a rant, I don't remember which season it was, but there's an episode of The Simpsons, like a Treehouse of Horror episode, where I think it was Bart, and if displeased Bart, he would look at you and transform you into something, and there was like a fun popping sound. It was like a exactly, there it is. So I think that might be a fun sound effect for the disappear. It's just quick, but a fun pop. You know, which sounds great on a podcast, just saying pop over and over again.
I also like the idea, social media has created memes, of course, and just the idea of nope, like having nope, and the hashtag is implied, and it's emphatic enough, you know, it's all caps. Everybody knows, nope, you're noping out of this situation.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, I guess, yeah. Do we feel like the disappearing would be more secret or more of statement piece?
Yeah,
statement piece. Because I could see both. Like, I could be like, you have the ability to disappear, and it's the sense of, like, no matter what the situation is, suddenly a rope falls down from the sky, and you grab it, and a helicopter takes you away. It's a statement piece of how you get out of there. Like, you're gone, but at least you made a statement when you left. Or it could just be like, you turn around, and you turn back, And even though there is no place I could be hiding, I am now gone.
Yeah.
I'm the next block over.
I guess the point of the Irish goodbye is that you disappear and nobody really notices. Mm-hmm. But is that what we're looking for? Or are we looking for like a big disappearance, like a magic trick?
Well, in either way, it is a controlled power. It's yes. not something, it's not like you're just thinking it, wishing it, and then suddenly it happens without your, you know, any planning involved. So for me, I just like the smell, the scent, I would love it to be, you can choose the level
okay.
of power. So if you want to make it, put it on broadcast mode, then you know the helicopter suddenly appears or whether the exit plan suddenly is very clear. And closes behind you. Otherwise, it's
I
just
like that there's a dial option yeah. for how big you want to make the disappearance.
Yeah. All right.
Also, so, I would love the idea of, you know, like there have been so many family situations, just to get personal, where it's like, take me with you. Like, I would love, like, even if it's just a plus one. Like, just, again, going back to Nightcrawler, like, take me with you, please.
Even if you could disappear from one room of the family engagement into another room.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I feel like I might use it for that a lot. Like, when just when, like, you want to get out of a place, but the door is blocked and you don't want to push through a bunch of people. You're just like, yeah. I just want to be even in that next room.
Yeah, yeah. So uh-huh. I feel like this may be getting into cost, but if you're taking the more people you're taking with you, the more public it has to be.
Yeah, that I mean that seems fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's disappearing if you take someone with you.
Interesting.
Yeah, because someone sees where you went. The person you brought sees.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm okay with making it a solo thing, but it could yes. be because I'm more selfish.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm absolutely okay. I'm just saying that there are going to be times when somebody who is close to you, a confidant, a family member is going to be, I notice. Like, nobody else notices, but I always am very aware when you are not here. So, you know, they're going to, it's kind of like a secret identity.
Yeah. Right?
They're going to hound you. Again, maybe this is a cost, but like the idea of like, okay, I'm going to take I have to bring somebody with me, or I have to have that ability, even if you very rarely use it. But I am absolutely on board with if we say, nope, this is only for yourself. Fine. Yes, please.
I think we've added on some nice things. So I think we do have to set some limits. So yeah. I think I like the idea that we have the choice of how we disappear. So we can do it cool and big, or we can do it super subtle and no one will notice. I think we have to say, yeah, it's just you. You can't, because otherwise teleportation powers and
right.
and like bringing, you know, use it for more devious things, right? Saying it's just you. And I also say, like, I don't think you can disappear for more than like a block. Like, the idea is to get out of line of sight of everyone around you, not to like teleport all the way home. It's just like,
that is a good limitation, because it's like, oh God, I have to choose between, for example, let's say it's like the middle of July, not July. What am I talking about? The middle of January. And it's like, I got to disappear. Right. It's friggin' cold outside. Is it worth it today to pop out of this scenario?
The idea is that it will get you out of the scenario. You can't control necessarily like where you'll end up, but it's like somewhere about a block away. You're just not in the scenario anymore.
Yeah, I definitely say that for sure has its advantages.
Yeah. Still super advantageous. Yeah, you can get out of a place. But yeah, you can't just use it to, again, become full on Nightcrawler and sneak into places. It's right. for getting out only.
I do think it's interesting that I've always considered Velvet and myself to be pretty social people. You know, both of us produce shows and we're pretty, you know, I want to say we're pretty vocal in our respective comedy community. I do find it hilarious that we're both like, at times, I should be able to get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? At times. Because
the more social you are, the more you are getting yourself into situations.
That's right.
Yes. I joined one of the comedy club baseball teams one year because I was missing that sense of community. And I remember one day after a game, it was like, okay, And I did the Irish exit. I mean, I said goodbye to a couple of people, but I walked away. Everyone else was still being social. And it wasn't until about three blocks later. So I think that your parameters are accurate, Maddox. Three blocks later, I'm like, I was there because I wanted to be social. Now I'm really lonely, but I'm super committed to being gone. So I guess I'm out of here. All right, fine. But yeah, that idea of being social, like that is, there's a cost to it. Yeah. And I recognized for myself as well, because I lived my life masking so many aspects of my how I think and act, that I get exhausted. And so there are times when my body starts leaving before my mind does. So having the ability to go, oh yeah, I'm not feeling this anymore, I'm out. Would, you know, even if it was just to go and refresh by myself for 5 minutes and then come back and get my coat, would be fine.
I guess there's nothing stopping you from coming back if you want to. It's just for getting out. So even if someone's like, yeah, just one person who's, I don't want to talk to this person anymore, you can get out of that conversation and then come back when you think they're gone or distracted.
And specific to improv shows, could you imagine doing one of those guest chain endowment type scenes where it's literally, okay, so Velvet's going to go away and
you're just gone. You don't have to do that awkward really thing.
Yes.
Where you walk slowly out of the building. I feel like this is a skill that we three as improvisers are really seeing the advantages of.
Well, I guess I would be remiss if I didn't bring up that we still can use this for nefarious purposes, right? Like if we can get out of situations.
Oh, yeah.
That still means if we can get into a situation that would normally leave us trapped, we can get out. We can go grab those crown jewels and be like, ha-ha, and then gone.
I like that you went with
closet.
Yeah.
I like that you went with crown jewels. I would have just used it for something like if I had to fart in front of someone.
Oh, okay.
Crop dusting.
Yeah, exactly. And then just disappear.
Is this crop dusting with intent? Is this?
Yes, with intent.
It sounded like it. I mean, it smelled like it.
So, you know, turn around and somebody else is standing there very innocently, but now we know they're the farter.
I guess, you could do it in an elevator with two other people, right?
100%. 100. That would be the main reason. That would be like, once I was officially granted this ability, I would just spend my whole day in elevators, I think.
Bay Street was brought to its knees today. CEO was caught.
You'd create so many fights. Anything else you guys think is very important to set as a parameter for this one before we go a little further? Sounds like no.
Okay. This would be a very appropriate time for me to fart and disappear.
Oh, yeah. It was real quiet there for a second. So we would have picked it up on mic.
I'm sorry.
All right. In that case, let's move on to some evil, ironic cost. Does anyone have one off the top of their head?
For me, the thing that came to mind immediately was the idea of identity. It's that, if it's very public like that, it also erases part of the data set on you. So you may have future issues like crossing the border or, using your tap to buy things, or like it messes with your data set.
Oh, it's like some kind of electromagnetic field around you or something.
Yeah, like a personal EMP that eventually, like if you use it too often, too publicly, that eventually you are literally being disappeared.
Mm.
So is it erasing it from people's memories or just sort of your paper trail?
I would say your paper trail and electronic paper trail.
Oh, okay. So like if you use it too much, you might go to like show your ID at a bar and all of a sudden it has no face and no name.
Right. Whoa. It's like the Back to the Future thing where you're disappearing because you've changed the natural order.
I also feel like hints of, again, I'm taking it back to The Simpsons, the episode where Bart trades his soul or sells his soul and can't breathe on things, can't see his breath, can't open automatic doors and things.
Yeah.
Way to breathe, no breath.
I feel like we'd have to make it so like it erases something every time you use it, but like there's enough data out there on you that most of the time that's probably even not that bad.
What if it's like just like every time you use it, you lose like a good amount of saved passwords in your,
like a black book or your browser just loses passwords.
Like, damn it!
It clears it. The, if it's minimal use, then it just clears as the browser cache.
Yeah. But as it,
you have to retype in your password.
I don't remember any of these.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, I like if we're going with the idea of the ability to control, you know, on some kind of dial, then when you're using just the low one, you're piecing out, no one's aware of it, then yeah, it's going to affect your browser. It's going to, your tap doesn't work. You have to insert and put in your pin. Just very like inconvenienced.
Oh, you have to swipe. Oh,
yeah.
It'll start with smaller stuff. And then eventually if you just abuse it too much, then it ends up like, oh, your birth certificate's gone. There's no record of your birth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to think of what event, like if you're using it a lot in a single day, it's like, what's going on? Like, who, you're, is it like the family reunion? So there is no place to turn. You just have to get all the way out.
I could see it happening if I made the mistake of going to a high school reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Assuming that I had a better high school life than I actually remember I did. You're like, all right, there was a reason I didn't like this part of my life much.
Yeah. Yep.
Or just like somehow for whatever reason you're stuck in a room with your exes or something. I don't know when that would happen, but I would definitely need the
again a series high school of rooms reunion.
Yeah.
With each an ex in each room. Every time you disappear, you open another door and there's
maybe
another ex.
That's the consequence. Consequence. Ooh.
That's where you always disappear to a room that just happens to be
one of your exes. Oh, God, that'd be terrible. I'd be like, disappear me from this room now.
I feel like I'm on good terms with enough of my exes. That wouldn't be too bad. Like 90% of the time, I'd be fine. There should be one or two.
I would extend that just beyond romantic exes to also ex-troop mates.
Oh.
Ex-friends.
Ex-friends.
Old bosses.
Old bosses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like
anywhere
that.
Anywhere you've burned a bridge, that's who you're bamfing to.
I like
that. Is that how you, that you want to pitch that as your cost there, Brie?
You end up stuck with somebody in your life who, you know, things did not work out well with.
And it's always an elevator. And
it's a definitely close quarters. Yeah. Yes. Like a public restroom or something. I guess there's still doors there. So no, it has to be more open than that.
I mean, an elevator would be good. Like it's an elevator headed to the bottom floor and you just happen to show up with them. So you've got at least a couple minutes.
For some reason, I'm just like, like a gym change room sounds like the worst.
Oh yeah, that is worse. But I guess you can get out of there right away.
That's true.
And it would always be at the, least convenient time for them. You would always, you know what I mean, like it wouldn't be if they're having a wonderful, well it could be they're having a wonderful time, they're just about to, you know, announce their vows and bamf, there you are in between them and their next spouse. It's not a good time. It's not they've invited you over. It's like, no, it's definitely
not an
like,
opportunity,
not here, not now.
It's not a time where you're like, oh, I've really been meaning to, you know, check in with you. It's like, no, they've so moved on and you're so out of their life that it's really a huge pain in the butt that you've just shown up. Yeah, I like that. Yep.
Cool.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that works pretty good. Like, yeah, people don't like to surprise run into an ex that they're not preparing for. So
even less having to use it, stuck on an elevator,
balances out the cost
right
works
before
per
their wedding.
All right, I think I've got an idea for one too. So we're talking about like being able to disappear from stuff early. My cost would be you can't ever stay at anything until the end.
Oh,
so you gain the ability to disappear whenever you want. But like if you go to see a movie with friends,
that'd be
the
so
last
frustrating.
Like 5% of the movie, you have to bamf out before. You can't be the last person at a house party. You bamf out at some point before that.
Yeah, like, that part I'd be fine with, but the movie is definitely the problem. Like, just missing the last 5 minutes. Of, like, not the credits. We're not talking about the credits. We're talking
about the last 5 minutes, yeah. Like, you stay till the climax, but you miss the denouement.
Oh, that would frustrate me.
Yeah.
Again, using the wedding idea, it's like you are there to see your kids get married, and before the I do's, you're gone.
You get one I do, but not the other ones. You don't know who after.
Never know. Like, did they? Oh, don't.
Did they?
Will they or won't they? Stay tuned next time.
Or sporting events. Sporting events. You always have
some
to
of those
leave.
Go down to the last minute. I've been told.
You always have to leave in the ninth inning if you're a baseball game. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would modify yours instead of last minute, because that makes it like not everybody stays for post credit moments in a film, right? So it could be like you have to leave in the midst of the climax. So wherever like the most excitement is of that moment.
Right.
So we're just about to announce promotions, and if I could have Maddox, where'd Maddox go? Right. So.
Or yeah, like the you're right about to receive an award, and the Oscar goes to where's Maddox? Yeah. Where'd Maddox go?
And of course, all potential lottery winners are here in the room with us right now, and the last number is gone.
Yeah. Shout out to Velvet, who just got into the Ottawa Fringe.
Ooh.
Thank you.
The lottery is fresh in the mind.
Yeah, so for me, it's too soft to put it down to a time limit. I feel like whatever that, because each event is different.
You're right. I don't think it should be a minute. I was just saying sometime before the end. So it depends on the event. Like the longer the event, the earlier before the end of it, you've got to get out of there. But
does that mean that you're always leaving work early?
No, it has to be something that you want to see the end of.
I think it's something you plan to go to, not just something that you're doing in your normal routine. Yeah. So if you go to some sort of an event, so going to a movie with friends, going to a sports game, even a wedding.
So nefariously, are you using this to dine and dash?
I guess you would, but like, if you went with a group of people, they're all left behind.
Yeah.
I can't stay for dessert. I just can't.
Or how about what if it's like you've given your credit card to pay and then you're gone. And so you're like, you always have to go back to the restaurant the next day to pick up your credit card.
There may be one or two comedy clubs in Toronto that I have had to return for my card for.
Yeah. 100%. I'm pretty sure Comedy Bar still has a couple of my cards. Pre-pandemic.
I mostly drink at the bar that I work at, so they normally know where they can track me down. They're not.
You're lucky. Actually, I for sure left. I left a sweater at SoCap for a million years, and it came back, and I was so happy.
I think I think it'd be too harsh to have it be like before the climax, but I'd say after the climax, you never stay for whatever the denouement is. Never like the wrap up. I guess sports games, like the last inning. Sometimes that'll matter, but a lot of the time it won't. So whatever the last period, quarter, inning, what other terms are there? I run out of sports terms.
And
if we're talking curling?
Like tennis, it's several tennis, games, isn't
the
it?
Calm games?
I think so.
So like what are the last chunk is? You don't say for that.
It's the last chunk of sport.
The last chunk of everything, yeah. So you still get a good time in. Yeah, you have to like give your friends some money if you go to a restaurant, because you're going to be gone. You can't have dessert. You're after.
Oh,
you get your main course entirely, but dessert, you're gone.
Or they know, it's like, okay, Maddox, give us 40 to start. And if it's more than that, we'll let you know. But
yeah.
Or they ask for more, even though.
Every time.
Like, but I didn't even eat that much.
I didn't even have it.
I didn't even, you guys all had a drink. I didn't have a drink. Yeah, that seems fair. That seems balanced.
I think so. And I mean, I guess the problem would be but what I also kind of like about it is you get the ability to leave early, but like this affects the rest of your life.
Yeah.
This isn't just events you want to leave early from. This is everything gets affected. So
yeah.
You add this new sort of detriment to everything.
So you
think about how much time you gain in life. Sorry, Velvet, you were saying.
So for Maddox's version, you can control it to a certain extent, but it's always going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, it has to go off, but you can call it early, but you can't call it late.
Right.
All right. So I think we've got all three. So let's I'll do a quick recap so that we can go through them again. So
Velvet's the password, the data. Yeah.
Velvet, you remove some of your own paper trail and data and save data every time you use the power. Sometimes it's small things. Sometimes it's bigger things. Bree, you always end up with an X of some sort whenever you teleport. So you get away, but you're suddenly in an elevator with an X of some sort. And mine is... Well, now you can always leave any event early, but you can never stay all the way till the end. In the last sort of interval, you will be forced to use your power to escape. Just off our current feels, which one do we think is already closest to being balanced? Or are there any that we just want to rule out as, hell no, I'm not putting myself through that?
I mean, I think Maddox is quite balanced, but I also feel like it's a hell no. I don't want to put myself through that.
Yeah, so for me, it's I wouldn't do Breeze because I'm using the power to get out of awkward situations and I'm landing. It's like the out of the frying pan into the fryer.
Fire.
Into the fire. Thank you. So like you're going from bad to worse, potentially, probably. Yeah. So that to me is like, oh, that's not worth it. And with Maddox, like, I think that it's too easy. Like, I don't think that that is enough of a cost. And maybe that's just because of the way my brain works. Like, I've already assumed the ending anyway for a lot of things.
I mean, I know my cost would frustrate me to no end because I absolutely abhor not. Like, I've got a little bit of a completionist streak in me.
Right.
So if I know if something is missing, that will drive me nuts. I'd like to stay to the end of, like, there's almost no movies I've ever turned off in the middle, even ones that I hated. Wow. I was like, yeah, but I just gotta, I've started it. I gotta finish it. I gotta be able to justify my hate for this thing by going all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess in social context afterward, as people are talking about that thing, it's like, oh, but in the ninth inning, two men on base, and wow, did you see what happened in the stands? Yeah. Suddenly, like, oh, you weren't there.
Yeah.
You missed
it. Oh, that would frustrate me beyond all.
And you always got to meet up with your friends and be like, so wait, did they die? Were they dead? I felt like it was unclear when I left.
I have the first time I saw when was it, The Dark Knight? Was that the first of that series?
It's Batman Begins, Dark Knight Returns.
Which was the one with Heath Ledger, Dark Knight, right?
Dark Knight.
So that movie came out, and I was living in France at the time, and I went, I took a train to Belgium to watch it because they didn't have it. I went to watch it in English, and I wanted to watch it anyway. And I thought I had enough time, but then I realized I was going to miss my train if I didn't realize the movie was as long as it was. And I realized I was going to miss my train if I didn't leave like pronto. So I missed the last like 10 minutes of that movie. And it was beyond frustrating.
No, that's the fourth movie.
So yeah, this probably like the last couple minutes, like maybe someone's like dangling from a clock tower about to drop or something. It's like, and then I got to go.
Yeah, so, like the rest of my like week was off, you know?
It was
like, ugh.
So this power, basically you were creating, constantly creating cliffhangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of emotional blue ball to every situation you step yourself into.
Yeah, I think that'd be worse for me than bumping into people I used to know who kind of suck, you know?
Breeze could be dependent on the types of relationships you have with people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I also feel like Velvet's is dependent on like exactly what situation, because we mentioned like a little bit of data, fine, But you mentioned not being able to cross over the border. And for example, that would, I would be furious about that.
And also, I guess the thing with Velvet is you wouldn't know what data is gone until you try to look it up and can't find it, right? Like, it's not telling you, announcing what's gone.
Like, if it was just passwords, I'd be like, okay, I could, you know.
You can use one password or get a password manager or something.
Yeah, exactly. Unless that just keeps getting deleted as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be even something like your bank account exists in the system somewhere, but all the connection points to it.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, there could be like a huge cost to this.
All the ways to prove that it's your account.
That it's your account.
Oh, yeah. What's your mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Nobody knows. So yes, mine is very costly, potentially.
Yeah.
But it's not always on. And for me, I'm trying to stick to the idea of if we are choosing to use this power, then the cost is activated as opposed to an always on situation.
So you have a responsibility to use your skill wisely. Otherwise, you will lose some really important data.
Peter, with great responsibility comes the potential of being hacked. Now, I mean, if you're in one of those movie situations where somebody's trying to hack into your system and you disappear so that you're suddenly not found on the internet, then, you know, it's a defense mechanism.
There are some people out there that I'm sure would love this power. Like, you know, the Edward Snowden hypersecurity types would be like, what? I can delete myself from the world? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going out to a cabin in the woods now. Like,
yeah.
Finally, no one will find me.
I definitely have friends who would love to only live out in the woods. And if they have to ever deal with somebody, it's on their terms. So for them, the idea of losing social media wouldn't even be an issue. And most of the other data sets or data points would also be like, whatever. I'm more coyote than I am human anyway. So for them, there would be no cost. It would be that's that edge case, the edge case of this scenario.
Just for us, it'd be like, oh no, they deleted my improv Facebook event. What? Oh no.
Okay, no.
Really scared, yeah. You
too
put it
far,
together,
right?
And all the promo for it is gone.
Oh no!
All the posters came down.
Yeah, not only did the posters come down, but like it was wiped out of both Facebook, Eventbrite, your whatever you use to do your graphic design.
Well, and out of the club's system that you have a show in the first place.
No,
I guess we're dark that night. Yeah, no one shows up.
That's real.
So yeah, that's too far. So of those,
We found your weakness.
I didn't know I would trigger myself like that. Okay, so let's go with Maddox.
One thing that I do like about mine is, like, you were talking about how yours is like scaled to how much you use the power.
Yeah.
But there's also a danger that has come up with a lot of the cost people pitch, that you could agree to take the power and then choose to never use it, which is kind of less fun for the evil genie, right? Like, he's kind of like, don't be like that.
You gotta use
it once you have it.
Yeah. Is there a caveat that you have to use it at least once a year or something?
Well, I mean, mine you have once to use quarter. Basically every time you go out. Yeah. You just get to choose if you want to use it early.
Right. You have no choice. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think we all had good costs. Like, we all had ones that had like nice and pluses and minuses in the cost themselves too.
Right. Yes, yes.
It was like a double layer of like, oh, I don't know. This is twisted too. Oh, twists upon twists.
I would say with Maddox, the only people that you'd have to, or the people that you'd have to contend with are not the people who, I never use this, but like people who never go out to events. Like, so if somebody is like, I never leave the house these days. So anytime I do choose to leave the house, then this cost, you know what I mean? Like, so the idea of it being an event, that would be, I think, the only word that I would change in there is like, if you're going to do something.
Yeah, like a video game ends like right before you defeat the final boss or something.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, that happened to me last night. My powers were too much for the system, and it overloaded, which is not a good problem to have. But yeah, so I think that like just changing that parameter to if you're looking forward to something,
right?
Then that something you have to leave that something before the end.
Yeah, that's
way it's like for the people who are like, I just want to get into this good book. That's what I'm doing. You the never get the last chapter or last half of the chapter is not there yet.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoy this Netflix series.
Right.
Is it like the last 5 minutes of each episode?
Yeah, I feel like it can't be each episode. If it's a series, it's like the last, at least maybe by season, like the last couple minutes of each
the last final episode. Of the season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so frustrating.
So to that also, you just would never get the last time on. Like that little recap that happens at the beginning of the next season, you don't see that either.
Do you think that would continue being frustrating, or would you just get used to it?
I mean, for me, it would be frustrating for sure. Yeah. No. I need a full story. I don't need these half stories.
Yeah, because the rest of the world is still telling the story as if there is more. It's just you individually just never know.
Can't seem to find it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it'd be really annoying asking friends and like they tell you, but it's not the same. Like it's not the same.
They start speaking and it's just like a wah, 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 wah.
I think it's just like disappointing. Like you don't want to just find out. You wanted to see it happen. Like that's the experience.
So if I were to like put your cost into like a smaller phrase, it'd be there's no spoilers. Like the cost for you is no spoilers. You never know the ending of any of these things.
Right. Here's the part I'm getting to is like, I feel like the wish itself is about disappearing from events. And now we're putting it on things that are non-events.
Right.
Like, I can almost see it like if you go to a thing where like you're watching a show communally, like there was a bunch of like Game of Thrones watch events, disappearing from those. But I feel it's weird. There's like, I was sitting at home quietly reading a book.
Yeah.
And the book disappeared, or like I didn't disappear. Like, kind of like the power activating that I disappeared. So, like, I just disappear out of my own home. Like, hey, where's my book?
It just bursts into flames.
Yeah. I mean, we can move it to smaller things, though.
Point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I guess for me, it's the idea of not everybody is out and about, not everybody is social. So, what is, so there's no cost for them if they're done with the social stuff. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, so making it a big event, like I think the watch party is probably like on the lower end or the smaller end. That's okay.
Yeah. I think it can be smaller, like anything that's in an event, something that you would add to your schedule, but I'm not talking about like, just picking up a book that's sitting in your room.
Yeah.
But yeah, any
started
event.
The dishwasher and it just didn't do the last room.
Like, that's
too far, too far, too far.
I think that's too far. Yeah.
The rinse cycle.
Yeah, your washing machine just always leaves your clothes wet and not unclean. It's like, no. You're breaking a bit too much.
The washing machine would always leave it wet. It's the dryer that's
the dryer.
Yeah. You're breaking a bit too much to just get the ability to leave awkward situations.
Right,
remember, that's all our power does most of the time. So you can still steal crown jewels, but
keeping it in the realm of this is about socializing. So that's why you're saying events.
Yeah. And again, like they can be small events, like they can be just dinner out with one friend or something. But
I think, it would be proportionate to the amount of socializing that you do.
Yeah.
So that doesn't, if somebody's like, well, the only time I go out is for, you know, my D&D, you know.
Yeah. Every D&D session, that would be annoying as hell.
Oh, that would be annoying.
Or if you're using the dating apps. Like
disappearing for every date is a bad sign.
You just have to like run home with diarrhea or something. Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get much follow-up. People won't think you're into them if you always disappear from every date early.
So that makes it actually even costlier.
Yeah.
Is that all of your it's going to erode your relationships.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to either get used to you being like this or be like, this is the rudest person in the world. I can't put up with them.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
I feel like Maddox and Bree, you're the two sides of the same coin. It's the, right.
Mine is alienate the friends you have now.
Yeah, alienate or post-date it for the future when
right.
You see
forcibly reconnect with the ones that you've left behind on purpose. Yeah,
for a reason.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's try the vote on mine then. Let's see how it goes. So you can disappear at will, either cool or entirely subtly, from any event, but you can never stay at any event all the way to the end. I'll say right off the bat, I think I'm a no on this. I think this would frustrate me too much. I like those endings. I got that completionist streak. I don't think I can take it. What about you, Bree?
I wouldn't be able to either. That would be, I'm trying to like rationalize whether or not I would ever be able to get used to it. but I don't think I could. I think, I often stay too late. You know what I mean? Sometimes too late. Yeah. Sometimes I get places and I end up having to clean up that, you know, like that's, if I could pop out of that scenario, that would be good. But I think it would be too tricky for me.
And Velvet.
I thought it was a yes for me. And then I'm thinking about all those shows I produced that I would never see. I'd never close the show. And,
all those shows
that I've been on where for me, it is a matter of pride to stay and support the other acts. And I wouldn't be anymore. And
you'd have to leave halfway through your own set.
You know, there have been times when I've wanted to. So that is, So it would have to be a no for me as well.
Okay, well then that's not balanced. I guess let's try Breeze and see how it goes then.
Okay.
So Breeze was, you can still disappear either subtly or unsubtly from any event, but where you disappear to is an enclosed space with someone you have cut ties with. Bree, would you take your own?
I'm a bit of a masochist in that department. I think I would. I would try to like... find I would try to like make peace with people that I've burned bridges with. It would be awkward, but I think it would be an interesting challenge. So I feel weird to say that I would be okay with my own.
Okay, what about you, Velvet?
Again, I want to say yes, but then I'm thinking of past shows and past connections where there's
been... I'm not gonna ask you to say them out loud and call them out by name, but I want you to visualize the people that you consider people you've cut from your life on purpose.
Oh, naughty! I can't even do it on two hands. There are swaths of people who no longer are allowed in my presence. So, So part of me thinks, you know, I could do this and I'd show them. And it's like, oh, no. What I'm not like, taking into account is the people who have cut me out of their lives I'm not aware of.
Oh, that would be harsh to be surprised.
Right? You'd be like, what did I do?
oh, now I remember. I left the show halfway through. So I don't think I could. I don't think that I'm there yet. I'm not ready to take that path.
Okay. I think we might be in a good place because, Bree is a yes. Velvet's a no. I'm really on the fence about it because here's where I'm at. Like, a lot of the people you would consider like exes for me, very good terms with, no big problem.
Yeah.
But the ones that aren't, I am not socially equipped to deal with.
But that it would be a fun fumbling of, you know.
Running into those people would have a tale of emotional anxiety that would go on for days.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
But no. It would make for interesting reading, you know, interesting storytelling.
For others, not for me. Yeah. This is about entertaining others. We can tell that we're all performers here. But having to live with it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Velvet put it very well earlier, saying that, like, the whole point of this is to get out of socially awkward situations, and the cost is we put ourselves into different ones.
Yeah, but so sometimes I feel like, you know, like I would take anything other than having to, you know, like just get me out of this moment right now. And even if the next moment is like horrible, at least it's different than the one that you were just in. It's like, oh, okay, well, I, you know, You threw a curveball at me, but I guess I have to hang out with this boss that I can't stand.
and it is assumed that when you bamf to one of these exes, that you can't just bamf to another ex. It's like,
no, of course,
you're stuck. There's a recharge. There's a refractory of some sort.
Oh, I get, like, I see so such like an awkward exchange.
You're there for the elevator ride, basically, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
You'll end up a block away in a building with an elevator with them. And then, like, when you get out, you can run away. But
part of me feels like it would be worse for them than it would be for me, yes. You know?
Yes.
Well, and
especially if they've healed it in some way and suddenly show up again out of the blue, you have
opening
you're picking
up that
at
wound.
The wound. Yes.
Oh, is it bad that I'm like, yeah, let's pick at it?
Yes, please.
I would like someone who's like, I'm finally over them, and then you drop out of the elevator like from the ceiling. Oh. And you're holding the crown jewels. You didn't see anything.
I'll take a ground floor, please. Ground
floor. Just put me in.
Can you hit the button?
Yeah. So certainly awkward, but again, yeah, I think worth it. I think it's worth trying. I think it's worth having for those occasions when I do need it. So I'm going to just barely go for a yes on Breeze.
Woohoo!
Nice.
So I think we're balanced then. We're pretty close to balance.
Yeah.
So let's say it again. You can disappear either subtly or amazingly from any event, but you end up somewhere nearby with one of your exes, someone you've cut out of your life. Bree and I are willing to take it. Velvet is not. But what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down? Well, that's what we came up with. But we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod. Email breakawishpod@gmail.com. Join the Breakawish discussion group on Facebook. And you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Bree Watson, you can go to improvniagara.com. They've got both live shows and classes. Also check out her podcast, The Constant Struggle, where she and her brother interview different artists. For more Velvet Wells, he runs classes, and he's also going to be at the Ottawa Fringe Festival in the summer. You can find details on everything he's up to at thevelvetduke.com. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, theme by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you. Your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod. Email breakawishpod@gmail.com. Join the BreakAWish discussion group on Facebook. And you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Bree Watson, go to improvniagara.com. They've got both live shows and classes. Also check out her podcast, The Constant Struggle, where she and her brother interview different artists. For more Velvet Wells, he's running a six-week workshop in January on musical improv. You might still be able to get in on that. And in the summer, he'll be at the Ottawa Fringe Festival. Find the details at thevelvetduke.com. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. So, what would you wish for?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.